The Bible says that God instructed the animals to go into the ark. So Noah did not have to chase the animals to gather them. Read with me. Of the birds after their kind, of animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after its kind, two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive. And they went into the ark to Noah, two by two, of all flesh in which is the breath of life. So where was Noah at that stage? Yes, he was inside the ark. This means that God was completely in control of how the animals were selected and gathered for the ark. Noah may even have built up an animal collection in anticipation of the flood, and then God supernaturally commandeered the animals into the ark. Gathering and keeping the animals beforehand would have been quite beneficial, since animals in captivity are more used to people and are therefore easier to handle. Animals in zoos, for example, are much more used to humans than animals in game parks. In this way, Noah could also observe the animals carefully to identify any weak or diseased animals and replace them with healthy, strong ones. Looking at Genesis 7:22 more closely, it is clear that God did not tell Noah to take one pair of each kind of animal in existence into the ark, but only the land animals and the flying animals that breathed air through nostrils, all in whose nostrils was the breath of the Spirit of life. This would exclude insects, because they don't breathe through nostrils. Have you ever seen a bee with a pair of nostrils? No, they breathe through tiny tubes in their external skeleton. Furthermore, only the original kinds were taken into the ark, and not every single species and subspecies and variation alive today.